Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today. Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Leroy, I know the lyrics. Wait, ready for action, a bit in the bud. We never relaxing. Outcasts are everlasting. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show right here on 560 WQAM. What if I start saying it that way? Would you judge me?
No.
WQAM. Yeah. Leroy, you ready to mix it up, my friend?
I am. What you got? Friday, mix it up.
Yeah. Mix it up, mix it up, mix it up. Yeah. Shouldn't play that. Missed opportunity. Let's get right into this mix bag.
You can only
here.
Blame yourself.
True. I mean, I could blame the producer, or maybe I'll blame Solana. Yeah, I can always blame Solana for everything.
My God. Al Mackey said, imagine how fast Marcos would rap if he didn't have that big ass tongue.
Hey, you know what? He's not wrong. He's not. I didn't really think about it much growing up because I felt like, oh, maybe it didn't affect me.
Hinder. Maybe it didn't hinder anything.
There are certain things I realize that even while sleeping, I can't really close my mouth all the way at a certain point.
You're a mouth breather?
I have to be because look at this thing. Look at this. I'm going to say, guys, okay, anyone who hasn't seen this before, and if you're currently listening on the radio or using the Odyssey app, make sure that you go to YouTube to catch us on 560 Miami, 560 WQAM. Right. This is my tongue. But you see how it does this little curve here? I found out that's because it's constantly like lodged in my mouth for my entire life. So it's kind of, you know, built with the curve.
But you can't just have a flat tongue. You got to curl it up to put it in your mouth like a snake.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, no one thought of that. It's amazing I'm not uglier than I already am. But anyway,
you do have a big head to.
Okay,
hold
no need to.
There's, I just
thank you. I appreciate you just saying. But but let's go ahead and get into the mix bag. We talked about this a little bit earlier. By the way, this mix bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. Earlier, we talked about the Austin Rivers statement in regards to him comparing NFL and NBA players. We heard James Jones, former Green Bay Packer, weigh in on the subject and kind of give his best Kendrick Lamar impression. But Charles Barkley, have you heard of that gentleman?
Yes.
Yes, he tells Austin Rivers his feelings about whether or not NFL and NBA players are interchangeable. This is what he said.
Oh, I got to call out Austin Rivers.
For what?
Austin Rivers, you know I love you. We can't play football.
Yeah, we can.
No,
right.
We can't.
Yeah,
we can't. Shut Austin up. Rivers, yeah. You're doing Austin, a great job. Right. But to say we got 30 or 40 NBA players who can go play the NFL.
Oh, we can't play football? Stand up right now. I dare you to stand right now.
Shaq, football
no,
is
no,
a
no.
Shaq.
Stand up right there right now.
Football is a grown man sport.
Stand up right now. Let me show you.
Hey, Shaq, we got something for you.
Okay. What do you think Shaq was going to do? Was he going to tackle him?
I don't know, but here. Here's the biggest misconception about football.
Yeah.
Shaq just think because he's so big, that he could dominate in football.
For the record, he
and that's he, not
he may have been
true. Dominating football. The biggest guys don't always do well in football.
Yes,
because there's the whole hitting thing.
Do you think if Shaq were to have been, I'm talking prime Shaq. I'm talking
right,
first year of LA Shaq.
Right, he would look like who's the D lineman that played for Baltimore? Then he went to from Miami.
Miami. Calais Campbell.
Calais Campbell.
Yeah, that's true. Calais Campbell's pretty big.
He would actually be built like Calais Campbell.
Maybe a little bigger, right?
He'd be bigger. But here's 6'8". Here's the deal. All
right.
Calais Campbell is one tough SOB.
Yes.
You can't just be big. I know a whole bunch of big dudes who weren't physical at all.
No, for sure. Like, I don't anticipate Omer Yurtseven having a great career in the NFL. But Shaq's a different story, dude. Shaq was dominant, fast, powerful, strong. He's one of the few.
But it's different, dude.
You mean to tell me a chip block?
Here, think about this.
Yeah.
Shaq ain't never been blocked. Correct. Shaq ain't never been double teamed. Shaq ain't never been cut.
True.
Right?
True.
And so, like, yeah, I get it. I understand what Austin Rivers was trying to say. Yeah. But in a world of you got to have a super hot take, when he said 30 guys, right? Yeah, LeBron said, hey, I played high school football. It was a tight end, the whole hitting thing.
Yeah, it definitely.
And we're not talking about getting hit one time. Dude, I played a position where I literally got hit on every play of every down of football I ever played.
Isn't it like a car accident every Sunday or something like that? Or a couple?
A bunch. Yeah. Depending on what position you play.
Not me. I'm a.
I would say it's different for the offensive defensive lineman because they're up close.
You think Shaq should have been a tight end, or you think he should have been on the defensive line?
He'd have been on the defensive line.
Wow, you would have took his knees out?
Well, no, but just because offensively, it's the other thing that people don't realize.
Yeah.
There's certain positions.
Ooh, left tackle, Dave South says.
There's certain positions on the field. Like, you don't know if Shaq's feet are that quick. Like, they look fast on the basketball court next to other big men.
Orlando Shaq was kind of a crazy athlete, though.
Right. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Just think of playing a position where you always, retreating.
Reminds me of a young me. All right, moving on. Speaking of Shaq, okay, I appreciate you sparing me for that brief 2 seconds. Shaq, speaking of him, had a pretty interesting opinion on the MVP race. As we all know, Nikola Jokic comes through with yet another MVP award, but according to Shaq, maybe he didn't deserve that.
I love you, the best player in the league. I want to congratulate you, but I want you to hear from me first. I thought the SGA should have been the MVP. That's no disrespect to you, but congratulations. And what do you guys have to do to get back on track versus Minnesota?
Thank you, Shaq. We don't judge people here, so that's fine. It's your opinion. I'm joking.
No, all good. I love you. I love your brothers. One thing we always going to do is keep it real with each other. Congratulations.
Wow. All right. I mean, he took that better than I thought he would. I thought there might be.
You have to understand their relationship, though.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. Grown folks talking.
Yeah.
Somebody's saying, I would have voted for a different guy, but congratulations, you won.
Yep.
It's not a knock on you.
True. I actually had a similar.
And so people get offended by stuff like that. I'm not offended by that.
I had a similar moment yesterday, Leroy. You'll be proud of me. I kept it real with a friend of mine. Kept it real with a comedian friend of mine.
Uh-oh. You told him he wasn't funny?
I said that wasn't funny. You know what's crazy about it? I was a part of it. I was actually a part of the skit. And part of the reason that I didn't like it was definitely my performance. But I was like, hey, you know what? I don't think this is the one, bro. I just don't find it funny. And lo and behold, he was appreciative of me being transparent, and it was deleted by the morning because he's like, okay, I take your opinion for it. And
I do believe what this YouTuber just said.
Yeah.
It's not offensive. It's just bad TV. You bring the winner on to congratulate him, not to take his shine away.
That's true.
And I could see, right. And I could see how people would take that and kind of look at it as a negative thing. Yeah. You know what? Now that I think about it, like,
yeah,
he wasn't trying. Here's what Shaq was trying to do. Right. And here's why he did that. Because they probably had conversations before that. Who should win the MVP?
Yep.
And they all put their names up there. And Shaq said, I think SGA should win it.
Which isn't right? A bad selection.
Right. And so I think what Shaq was saying was that, listen, I'm going to be transparent and say I would have voted for SGA.
Yeah.
That's all he was trying to say while congratulating him. You see what I'm saying?
Correct.
So I get that somebody could look at that as bad TV, but I would also say I appreciate a person not being a phony.
Yep.
Right? And I think that's where Shaq was going with that, is just to not be a phony and say, oh, congratulations, you deserve it, and whatever. Right?
Yep.
I think he said congratulations, but he said I picked SGA, right? Just to be transparent in where he was coming from. And if they have that relationship, you heard Joker didn't say, he was like, all right, Shaq, you know, yeah, we good.
Speaking of entertainment and whether or not that was a good choice, someone's asking me for my Wi-Fi password in the chat. What is that? What are we doing here? Right. We have here Andrew Schultz, who, if you know him, he is one of the premier comedians in the game right now. And he was also present for the Tom Brady roast. Now, during that roast, everyone knows for the most part, and I believe this wasn't necessarily a written rule, but more of everyone kind of came to the agreement that we'll keep the kids off limits.
No, Tom Brady said that.
Well, another thing apparently that was told to them, which we saw.
Robert Kraft.
No Robert Kraft jokes. And who violated that other than the first comedian, Jeff Ross, which we saw.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Tom Brady stand up and kind of, you know, whisper in his ear next to a microphone, not to say that bleep again. But this is Andrew Schultz, the comedian who was present for the roast, on whether or not they were told no Kraft massage jokes.
When Tom checked Jeff Ross,
bro,
I think that was 100% real.
100%. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
100%.
Like, so Jeff, so
I think it got cut from the broadcast.
I'll tell y'all something. Because the reason why I think it's real is because they told us no jokes about happy endings with Bob Kraft. Because I had a Bob Kraft tag.
Oh.
I had that joke about Randy Moss. I was like, Randy Moss, you made sure on Super Bowl Sunday is the only people celebrating a happy ending with a priest.
Yeah.
And then the tag was, and of course, Bob Kraft.
Yeah.
And they were like, Tom asked us not to do anything with the massage. I was like, all right, cool. Like, the guy's coming here for this thing. Like, whatever. He's not getting roasted. He's sitting in the stands. Like, all right. And then Jeff did it. And then Tom walks up and he goes, yo, cut that out. Or don't do that again.
Yeah, don't say that again.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, this is the first comic that goes on a live roast, and it's your night.
Yeah,
he was ready to shut the whole thing down. that's an alpha ass move right there.
Woo-hoo-hoo. That's a bit of a baby move, if you ask me. I don't know, Robert.
No, but look. If you go into it with rules,
yeah.
And everybody understands those rules.
And then the first guy comes.
Don't be the jackass. Don't be the jackass that just blows through. Right? And so Tom went up and put him in check. Right? And so, like, yeah. I get it. But listen, just like my man said, everybody knew the rules.
Yeah.
You a comedian.
Yep.
You can find funny anywhere. Why you gotta be that guy?
Indeed. One more about being that guy, if you will. And I wonder if this is something that you've ever experienced, Leroy. This is a sound from Luca. Apparently, there happened to be fans courtside who were chirping at his family. And, of course, the Slovenian. He's Slovenian, right? Yeah. Slovenian superstar did not take kindly to that.
I love it. There was one guy courtside going at my family. I don't like that, man. You're a grown-ass man. I just can't do that, you know. But I didn't do nothing. I just went back, nothing. But just, it's crazy. It's a grown-ass man coming at my family. It's kind of nuts.
Can I ask everybody a question here?
Yep.
And you guys can respond on Twitch and YouTube. I have a question. Luca's what, 25 years old?
Yeah, I believe he could potentially be even younger. Let me see.
The people sitting in them seats are wealthy.
Yeah.
They're well off. They have a boatload of money to afford those tickets.
Yep.
Right? Who should be more responsible? Because I love the way we put this on the athletes while excusing these fans and say they're fans.
Yeah.
And I had a problem with this because Smart, if you remember, in college, a big-time booster, went after him in the stands, and he went up there and got in the guy's face. And I'm like, who should be more responsible, the rich booster or the college kid? Why are we putting so much of this on the young adult who ain't there yet over the guy who is? Right?
Yep.
You know you can't talk about, if I came up, listen, as a man, if we had a function and I walk up to you and start talking trash about your family or your girl or whatever, them's fighting words.
Yep.
So why in that environment do people think that's okay? I don't understand that.
I don't know. They do it with the internet all the time, you know. It's always that hidden veil of, you know, I can hide behind this, and it's unfortunate for sure, but it seems
no,
to be something
I'm not,
that's
no, no, no. I'm not implying. See, here's the thing. I'm not implying that money makes you higher class than not having money, right?
Why,
but I am implying that we make an assumption that because a guy is an athlete, regardless of how old he is, he's supposed to be more mature in those situations. That's what I'm implying, right? Who should be, and maybe I did use the wrong words.
Yeah.
Who should be more mature in that environment? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
that's
for sure.
What I'm saying. And so I'm always going to, and I appreciate Luka didn't do anything.
Correct, which sucks. It puts him in a position where he can't.
It puts him at right. And I you say you this all the time, Marcos.
Yep.
The one thing that I hated about playing professional sports, it neutered you. You couldn't be a man. You got in situations where, as a man, you should be able to defend certain things. But as an athlete, people didn't feel that you should.
Yep. And it's messed up. You know, they take liberties with it as well. We see it all the time. That's what happened with Patrick Beverley. You know, obviously he apologized for what he did. What he did was maybe, you know, out of order. But based off of what he's saying, you know, there's been people who have talked trash. He's okay with that. Whatever they said, you know, provoked him to the point where he was throwing a basketball at them. So
I told you a story. We used to go every time there's certain places you go, right? And fans are just rowdy. You go to Philly, they yell anything.
Yeah, I mean.
So one time I was at a Jets game. I was at a Jets game, right? We coming out like early for like pregame, toss the ball around or whatever before, you know how the players go on the field really early.
Yeah.
So we out there, we walk on the field. They got the fans in the little area when you come out. And somebody yelled, "Hey, Horde, your mother's a without the D."
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
So, me and my boy, we walk out, and I'm like, I'm going to get his ass.
Oh, okay.
Right? So, I looked up, and I said, I didn't choose my mom, but who's that wildebeest you standing next to? Right?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, but what happened was, is all the people around him knew he was in the wrong, so they start laughing at him.
Yep.
And so the next time I played in New York, they go, don't mess with him. He got good comeback. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
for sure.
I understand, you know, fans thinking they can get to you, right? But I just think sometimes they go a little bit too far. You can say what you want about me.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna bother me.
No, for sure.
And like I'm used to being here, I spent my whole life being yelled at and booed by half of the people I played in front of. I'm good with that. But do you think you getting better because you get personal? Do you think you one-upping somebody because you get personal? And I just think, hey, if we was in the street and you said something like that, you getting a beat down.
Would you be able to defend those words?
Right. No, that's why. Yeah. Right? And so, like, yeah, man, I always, like, I'm sympathetic towards the players because there's just certain things that hit you as a man, not as an athlete, where you forget what job you have and you start thinking about what kind of person you are, right? What kind of man you are. And so, yeah, I get that. I get Tom Brady going up to him and saying, okay, buddy.
Yeah.
You knew the rules, right? And I don't think people outside of that should be offended by the reactions of some of these players when that type of stuff is done to them. Because if it had happened to you, like, listen, I know many of men that got their ass kicked trying to defend the honor of their family.
Yep.
But they got to do it.
Got to do what you got to do.
Right.
Now, when we come back, we're going to show you a quick picture that would probably brighten your day, Leroy.
Yeah.
And if you're listening right now, make sure you tune into our YouTube and Twitch for this next segment. 560, you can find us on these different channels with Miami 560 WQAM. Again, Miami 560 WQAM. We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.